Hello, this 5 minutes to prophetess the word of God, episode 188. 188. So we're going for fundamental scriptures. You know that is Hebrews 4:12 and James 1:22. And he says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And then James 1:22 says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And I always add what? That you will not walk in self-delusion. Oh, say amen, and say amen again. So we're looking at the word forget, which occurs in James 1:24. And he says that when you are, he was comparing the difference between the one who listens, who is just a hearer of the word, and the one who is a doer of the word. So that if you are a hearer of the word, then it's like glancing at your face in the mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. That's how New Living Translation puts James 1:24. And Amplify says, classes say, then you go, he goes off and promptly forgets what he was like. So we're looking at why we forget how we look like. And I said that because many people are engrossed in the old covenant, do not know the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. And that according to 1 Peter 1:10-12, he says that the men of old, they inquired and said diligently about the prophecies they were given. And then the next verse says that the prophecy was not even for them, but all that they foretold, all that they did was towards you. It was about the grace you were going to receive and the salvation, and it baffled them. And then the last bit of verse 12 says, and what they, which are, which things you now have received when you were given the gospel or preached the gospel, they preach the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Now this is the part, which things the angels desire to look into. Amazing. Look at how Common English Bible puts it. He said the prophets who long ago foretold the grace you have received, they searched and explored, inquiring carefully about the salvation. That is like, oh, what is it? It's not that you accept Christ as your personal savior. It's not that simple. It's not that simple. The men of old, they didn't even know that name Jesus. This name that when you are even, you're certain as a, oh, Jesus, they didn't know. They had no idea. None knew that name Jesus. But here you are, you have it. You have it. That's what you used to pray. He told them, he said, listen, you've never prayed in this name, but hitherto you've not prayed in this name, but now I'm giving you the name that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, I will do it. Here we are, we have the name. We're using the name. It is commonplace. Oh, may God have mercy on us. It is commonplace for many of us. Some people even curse with it. I believe that you are not part of those who curse with the name. Okay, so it says that they inquired diligently. Common English Bible say that they searched and explored, inquiring carefully about the salvation. That the salvation you received, they were carefully exploring, wondering. Putting it by this, scripture upon scripture. When is he coming? Who is he? The Christ. They didn't even know that. Is it the Messiah? They said, what is he coming to do? And they looked at his suffering. They saw that he would suffer. But why will he suffer? They saw that he would be glorified. Why would he be glorified? And everything is towards you, your salvation. The grace God has given you. So they inquired carefully and they searched diligently. And now listen to the final line. These things which the angels desire to look into. Wow. He says that your salvation and what Jesus has come to do, listen, they are things even angels desire. They desire to look into. Oh, you're so blessed. You are blessed. You have this salvation. You have it. What you have, angels desire to look into. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.